Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Coach's Corner Booth podcast.
It's so brutal.
It is October 29th, 2018, and we have a big guest tonight. We have the one and only coach of the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott, on the eve of his big game against the Patriots. They're 2-5. We're going to ask him a lot of questions about the season, how it's gone, and we're very excited to have him on the program. Also, we have the great Coach K back. Welcome back, Coach K.
Thank you very much.
That's Bruce Koharian, Deering High legend. We also have the return of Mad Max. Welcome back, Max.
Thank you, John.
And we also have Ryan Hutchins from Deering Wrestling. Welcome, Ryan.
It's a big cast tonight.
Yes, that is me.
It's a big cast.
And also the voice, the creator of the podcast, my brother Tim Eisenhart. Welcome, Tim.
Good evening. How did you get the coach of the Bills to agree to come onto this podcast? That's what I want.
Well, we have a Lions player, Trevor Bates, a current active roster guy for the Detroit Lions.
Had his first tackle yesterday.
First tackle.
First tackle. first pro stat.
Yeah, I saw him on TV with my very own eyes. Number 53.
That was all my great work in advisory period.
Is that what it was?
You talked to him about dreams.
Advised him.
Advised him. So he made his first tackle. So we have an NFL connection.
Uh-huh.
So through that NFL connection, we were able to secure Sean McDermott of the Buffalo Bills. And we're very excited to have him on. He's got a big game in about an hour and 15 minutes as it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna coach through Skype.
hold on a second, Coach McDermott. We haven't had you on yet. Sit tight.
I make millions. I do what I want.
sit tight. Want to?
Do you know I'm a national wrestling champion?
I did not know that. Can you settle down, Coach McDermott?
Jeez, I'm crooked.
I get hyped up.
We're very excited. You're almost as excited as John is when he starts a program. It's brutal.
So, lot going on. We had the Red Sox win the World Series right last night.
Go Sox!
Thoughts and impressions, Mad Max, as you are completely decked out in Red Sox gear.
First thought I have as a Dolphins and Florida State fan is thankfully one of the teams I root for could pull off a championship this year. Second thought is David Price.
It's amazing.
Amazing. I don't love the co-MVP thing, but in this case I was kind of hoping for it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if anybody else was, but I mean Pierce deserved it, but I would have liked to see Price get something.
What did you think about his comments after the game?
Say the Trump card comments?
I hold all the Trump cards. Did you think that was necessary?
I felt he should have taken the high road there.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. So my thoughts, like when I wanted him to get the co-MVP, as soon as I heard the comments after the game, I was like, okay, glad he didn't now.
Right. Just shut it.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the high road.
Kind of like Larry Fitzgerald, except for yesterday. Act like you've been there before.
Their job, the media, is to ask questions. His job is to answer the questions. He was 0-9 or something like that, 0-10 in the postseason. Legitimate, fair question to ask as their job in the media. And he's holding a grudge against them for asking that question.
Didn't agree with his comments.
To always take the high road. Coach K, you've won a lot of championships. What did you think about the Red Sox this year?
I think they were probably one of the best of Red Sox teams that I've watched.
Ever, right? They won 119 games?
Right. And in the playoffs, they just cruised through those. And I think that 18-inning game was probably, I don't want to say a setup, but they made the Dodgers pay for that. So when they came back again, they knew they were good.
Yep.
And I think they just schooled them. I think the Dodgers were... And I was talking to Timmy earlier. If you looked at the stands last night, there was nobody in the stands.
They weren't. And the L.A. fans are late arriving, and sometimes they don't even show up. So for a World Series game. And
Pat Sajak playing on his phone.
A lot of celebrities there. I like the
Oliver
one with
Hudson's friend drinking milk. Saw,
yes.
Coach McDermott, you were watching too.
Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon were sitting next to each other.
I'm with stupid shirts.
Yep. I thought that was good.
But do you really take anybody in Hollywood seriously? Seriously?
No.
I mean, you know, I don't want to crap on actors, but they've never had a real job. Why don't they come into a classroom and sit with 30 kids every day?
True story.
And then you can have an opinion. But some guy that sits up there is, you know, I don't begrudge anybody from making money, but I can make my own decisions. I don't need some fool from Hollywood telling me what to do.
Don't.
But that's
my
opinion.
Coach K is wearing a hat, a woolly hat, due to his...
It's bald.
It's bald.
And it's cold.
And
it's
but cold. Also, he looks like he's just out of the Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, I've always... I've always wanted to spend some time in jail.
In prison.
No, I haven't.
You, you've been in education for how many years?
45.
So it's a little like that, right?
Well, yeah.
There's a hole in the wall of his room for a reason.
Yes.
Well, we're glad to have Coach K back on. Tim, I wanted to do a shout-out to a loyal listener, if I could, who reminded me that on an earlier podcast, I predicted the Red Sox to lose in the first the first series.
Yep.
I said I thought the Yankees were better. They're going to lose in the first series. He reminded me. He called me the other day, told me I was a loser, and said that...
I did like his comments about me, though.
Yeah. He's a huge fan of the show. He's also the voice of the Southern Maine Community College Seawolves.
Yeah.
My good friend, Glenn Sear, but you'd never know it from the text messages I get from him. He's all over me. Tells me I'm a no talent. That you're the whole talent of the show, and I should let you talk more. So
yeah, well, I don't have a golden mic, so I think he's got that. First of all, I think he's got that wrong. But he's now had he said that I was better looking? I don't know if did he say that I was better looking.
That's a subjective thing. I think you're taller.
I'm definitely
that's
taller,
a fact.
Which immediately makes me better looking.
That's a fact. That I gives you the opportunity to look at Hutch sitting over there. He's like 5 foot three.
Yeah. You know,
what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying that older is better, better looking. Look at Bruce, the best looking guy at this table. I think Glenn Sear had it right on the head. I think he's right. I am the soul of this podcast.
Okay, well, I'm the talent. You're the soul.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to interject something here. You know, Daring Guy is always a. I don't want to use the S word about shitting on anybody, but we always do that.
I don't want you to do that either. You know,
so shout out to my friend Glenn Sear.
So is Glenn going to come on the program? We talked about that briefly.
We talked about college night. We're going to have, you know, he's a big star now.
Yeah.
So he's the voice of the
And we're coming
Southern
into college
Maine.
Playoffs, right? The college playoffs are happening.
Yeah. For the fall season.
Playoffs.
For the fall season.
Yeah.
We're going to have Charlie and Livy on, I think.
Yeah, USM soccer players and happen to be related to us.
Yeah, captains of the USM women's and men's soccer team. The USM women's soccer team has had the greatest season in the history of the program.
Yeah, yeah.
Captained by our niece, Olivia Ma.
And they're starting playoffs quickly here, right? Within the next
They will be starting
week.
On, actually, tomorrow night. They play tomorrow night. And our nephew, Charlie, doing a little bragging, Charlie Mo. They had an exciting game. They needed to win. They needed to beat Castleton.
Right. They need one team to lose and one team they had
correct.
To win, right?
Correct. Yeah. And Charlie drew a penalty in the box when they were down 1-0 with like 10 minutes left, I think.
Yep.
And they ended up getting a penalty kick and tying the game.
Yep.
Then with 5 seconds left in the 38-degree cold rain and sideways, it was miserable conditions.
Yep.
They scored with 5 seconds left. And they end up winning the game. It was so exciting. So much
exciting.
Fun to watch,
yeah.
And Charlie, too, he's an awesome player. They're both great players. So looking forward to having them on.
Yeah.
So
do we know when that's going to happen? Do we have we?
We've not locked down a date.
Yeah.
They'll come on shortly after Brett Brown.
Right. Shortly after
Brett Brown gets on.
I did get another message.
We have an update.
We do have an update. That's just in.
Beep, beep, beep.
I talked to my buddy Joe, and Joe said that he was on the horn with him speaking about coming on the program very soon because he's now relinquished his half of his duties, so he's ready to roll.
Okay.
We just have to firm up that date as well.
All right. Well, let's firm it up. We've been talking about
it
for 6 months.
I mean, we do have a pro coach on tonight, which is...
we do. Very excited to welcome Sean McDermott from the Buffalo Bills joining us tonight on the eve just a few moments away from kickoff, Patriots Bills. Before we get to him, Max, have you thought about anything that you want to? It's a big guest, probably our biggest guest so far. We've had some pretty big guests: Coach Flaherty, Coach Byfield, Coach K. We've had Trevor Bates on. We've had Bob Marley on. This is probably our biggest guest.
I would
Coach
agree with
Sean
that.
Coach Sean McDermott of the Buffalo Bills.
One of the questions I was going to ask him is, why would you get rid of Tyrod Taylor?
It's a great question.
He brought them to the playoffs.
Right. And now they're with really without a quarterback. They drafted Josh Allen. Josh Allen's now hurt. They went to Nathan Peterson.
Peterman is not a good quarterback.
Nathan Peterman, he's a pick six guy.
Derek
Coach
Anderson
K, you know
now.
A little bit about football. What is the problem with the Bills program?
Well, the only thing I saw was the coach is down on marginal way today, and he had a sign out. Can you be a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills? And then some guy came out with a cup, and he put him in his car. And the next thing I knew,
drove him out to Orchard Park.
Yeah, and away he went to Buffalo. I don't know what that means, but
well, I'm very excited to have him on. So let's welcome him on, Coach Sean McDermott of the Buffalo Bills. Coach McDermott, welcome to the program.
Dude, you guys are a couple of pricks. I'm not Sean McDermott. You assholes dressed me up in this Buffalo Bills shirt and told me I had to be Sean McDermott.
Coach McDermott, thank you for coming on. Your team is 2-5.
You're not welcome.
Your team is 2-5. You're facing Tom Brady. How long has it been since you guys have beaten Tom Brady in the regular season?
I think it was 1986.
1986. You guys had Jim Kelly back then. Thurman Thomas,
Andre Reed,
a great cast of characters. You had a great coach back then, and you a coach that Marv Levy led them to 4 Super Bowls. How will you guys get the Bills back to Super Bowls and maybe win one?
I'm not Sean McDermott.
I
don't know if you took 120 knocks to the head,
Coach.
I mean,
Sean,
you did pick the Yankees,
Coach. I think the way you're going to get the Buffalo Bills to a next champions is move the hell out of Buffalo.
I agree.
Because tomorrow it's going to snow after the game tonight about 30 feet.
Agreed.
Well, the players
Coach
just
McDermott.
Get distracted by Niagara Falls.
Coach McDermott, will you...
They think they want to jump off.
Coach McDermott, were you concerned when Jon Bon Jovi tried to move the team out of Buffalo?
I mean, I love Jon Bon Jovi as much as the next guy. If he wants to move him to Pontonk, New Jersey, I'm fine with that.
So you are Sean McDermott.
Atlantic City.
So you are Sean McDermott.
What?
Are you Sean McDermott?
Well, I mean, you keep telling me that, so I'm trying to...
You look like Sean McDermott.
Sorry, I'm trying to coach my team from Portland, Maine.
What?
Through Skype, and you're distracting me.
I don't understand why,
I don't know
you're,
who I am.
Why you're here and not in Buffalo trying to coach your team. Maybe that's why your team's 2-5.
Have you
seen my team?
Can I interject
something? That's why I'm
something?
Not there.
Yes, Coach K, bring some sanity to this program.
If you were coaching Buffalo, where would you rather be, Buffalo tonight or in Portland, Maine?
I'd rather be right here at
that's
Madden's.
That's right. That's why he's here.
Right here at Madden's in the Hannaford
that's
Plaza
why he's here.
In West
Gray
Valley.
Road in West
Gray
Valley.
Road, 65 or 85 Gray Road?
65, I believe.
65 Gray Road.
I mean, in 2018, if you can't coach an NFL team through Skype, I don't know what you can
that's
do.
That's right.
Modern technology, you're an innovator.
I actually
coach
have a
McDermott,
robot
you're
there,
an innovator in the game, and you're coaching through Skype tonight.
Nothing else
you're
has worked.
An innovator.
That shirt looks good on you, though.
It does.
Is that official Bills apparel, and will you be selling that tonight, this eve?
I don't know.
Is that...
Is it? It's official.
It's back when Reebok had the licensing before Nike had it.
It is a great shirt.
The Reebok.
Now, what do you know about the Bills Mafia? Do you know anything about the Bills Mafia? Have you heard about the Bills Mafia?
I have heard of them, yes.
Are you familiar with the Buffalo Bulls team? The Buffalo Bulls? They're the college team in town. They're 7-1.
Where Khalil Mack
do
came
you,
from.
Do you think they could beat the Buffalo Bills? The Buffalo Bills versus the Buffalo Bulls. Who would win?
The Bulls.
All right. Well, thank you, Coach McDermott, for coming on to the podcast
You're
tonight.
You're a prick.
We appreciate you being on. You bear a striking resemblance to Ryan Hutchins, the Deering High wrestling coach.
I think he'll be back in a minute.
You're talking about
he was a couple years younger, better looking version of me.
Well, thank you, Coach McDermott. Coach,
but I make millions.
Coach Hutchins,
$1 million
for being on
hey,
tonight.
Crap gold coins.
And hey, listen, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bulls.
I'm sorry, did you say circle the drain? Because, yes.
When you're at, I unfortunately have to go to one game a year out in Orchard Park because my wife, Carrie Ann D. Potter hyphen Maxwell III, is a really big Bills fan. And whenever they score, they start playing this annoying song, and it goes something like, "Let's go, Buffalo, let's go, Buffalo, hey, hey, hey."
But Jason,
and it's so annoying.
There's some good news. You don't have to hear that very often.
Valid point.
Especially not tonight. Especially not tonight. Hutch, where did you get that shirt, that Buffalo Bills shirt?
Coach Carrie Ann D. Potter hyphen Maxwell III. It's a schmedium.
It's a schmedium. You are wearing the heck out of that shirt, by the way.
I make schmedium look good.
Yes, you do. First time I've seen him in baggy clothes, actually.
Yes.
It's the first time ever.
All right.
Just reliving the 90s. Give me some flannel.
Predictions for tonight's game.
Patriots a little.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you remember?
42-18.
Do you remember when we went out there when we traded Lawyer Malloy? And then we went out to Buffalo and they kicked our butts. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Mad Max, will that happen tonight?
There is a bigger chance of the Dodgers winning this year's World Series that ended last night than the Bills beating the Patriots tonight.
I would say there's a bigger chance of a tsunami hitting Cleveland, Ohio. From the Great Lakes.
You do have that Lake Erie there. You know, there's always a chance.
Yeah, it could be a big wave.
gust of wind.
Should we all get predictions on the podcast?
We should do that. I'm great at picking sporting events. I'm going to say that the Patriots will win by 14 points.
I agree. I'm going 42-18.
I am going to say the Patriots will score 47 points, and the Bills will score 3.
Ooh, that is bold.
I'm going to go with the 14 points.
You know, I like a closer game. It's nighttime. It's cold. It's Buffalo. You know, favors the running game.
You just said it's Buffalo, and yet you said only 14 points.
Let me ask a question. Will they sacrifice a real buffalo and eat? Are they going to eat the buffalo?
That's a good question. Is that where buffalo wings? Did buffalo wings come from buffalo?
Yes.
Yep. And best buffalo wings I've
buffalo
ever had
ears.
Were in
But wait
buffalo.
A minute. I don't understand this whole thing because if it came from the buffalo, why do they also call chicken wings?
But let me ask this question.
It's a good question.
Why?
It's a good question. It's a fair question.
Are there
question.
Any buffaloes in
only,
Buffalo?
Only the deepest topics.
See, I don't know.
Isn't it too cold for buffaloes?
I don't know if buffalo wings came from buffalo.
No, there's no buffaloes in Buffalo.
There's no buffalo.
I think they're called buffalo wings because they originated in the city of Buffalo.
I think they should change them to the Tutankas. Tutanka.
Max.
The Tutanka Bills.
Max's Tutanka. Is a restaurant.
Tutanka. Remember
Tutanka Bills.
Tutanka.
Max's is a restaurant inside the Holiday Inn in Buffalo, and that's where I've had the best buffalo wings ever.
I don't understand where they came from, though. It's your chicken wings. They're not buffalo wings.
No, maybe it's because they're from
buffalo.
Is it buffalo
sauce? What is it?
Because they're from Buffalo.
Has anybody at this table seen actually a buffalo fly?
No, they don't fly. Oh,
they don't fly.
Only at that restaurant, Buffalo Wild Wings and things.
Yeah.
But that's fake news. Buffaloes don't fly.
No.
No way.
You need like hollow ribs to fly.
We have our statistician intern looking this up for us.
And here's the results.
Okay, the results.
And they're coming in soon.
Slowly.
Slowly.
But seriously, the Buffalo Bulls, 7-1. They're going to be a force to reckon with.
I think McDermott's going to coach them next
the
year.
Mac.
The Buffalo Wing was invented in 1964 at Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York by Teresa Bellissimo.
I think it's Teresa.
I like Teresa.
I believe it's Italian.
It's Italian.
Name Teresa.
Teresa. Is that a male or a female? We don't know.
That I do not know, but I think so.
Wait a minute. So what is it? Come from a buffalo or a chicken?
Comes from buffalo. And it's a chicken wing, meaning Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Comes from the city of Buffalo.
Yep.
See, is that where the Buffalo sauce comes from also?
That I do not know.
Wait a minute.
Isn't Buffalo sauce like really hot?
Why the hell would you name a buffalo wing?
They are
why
generally buffalo served
foot?
Hot.
I know. Why not
a buffalo foot or a buffalo hoof?
I think it's because they come from chickens.
You're right. Why
what chickens from
first,
buffalo?
The chicken or the buffalo?
Chickens from buffalo.
A buffalo chicken.
Named buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
It also says on buffalo the very Bob. Reliable Wikipedia. The name,
that's where I got my information from.
The name buffalo is now also applied to other spiced fried foods
boom.
Served with dipping sauces.
Boom.
That makes absolutely no sense.
You are awarded no points.
Holy
and
moly.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Thank you.
Dominus Ominus.
Episcopus.
Episcopus.
Is Capelius. That a word, Episcopus?
There's Episcopalian.
Should be. What is? Let me ask you a question. I have some favorite words that I like to say around town when I'm feeling a little frisky. One of my favorite words is cherubic. Does anyone at this table know what that means?
Baby-like.
Cherubic.
Cherubic?
Baby-like. Angel baby-like.
Huh?
Like spelled like cherub?
Yeah.
Cherubic.
Cherubic.
Not cherubic.
I just like the word. I don't know how it's spelled.
Wait a minute.
What is the language of origin?
It's
I think it's a...
Can I get a
I have no idea.
Can you use that in a sentence?
The baby
threw it out there, though. He has no idea.
The baby's face...
It's like a word. It's weird.
The baby's face was cherubic.
Oh, yeah. Cherub.
Yeah, cherubic.
No, cherub. Cherub.
Cherubic.
Cherubic. Yeah.
Cherubic. Means it was round.
That guy must have gone to deering. He can't freaking talk.
Round in nature.
Cherubic.
We ought to take a step back, all us Deering grads right here.
At least one.
They can't see us.
Yeah.
Here's a guy that is not a Deering grad. He's probably more intelligent than all of us.
Yeah. I know.
Well, he's from
probably
Winslow.
Knows what cherubic means.
Well, wait a minute. Let's step back. Winslow?
He's from Winslow. Yeah, Winslow.
Doesn't
Blackwood.
A river run between Winslow and Waterville?
They do.
Great
yes.
Song.
Yeah.
Standing
what's the name
on
of that
the
river?
Corner in Winslow.
The Kennebec River.
Yep.
The Kennebec.
Kennebec. Yes.
What's that?
Once rafted down the Kennebec.
Really?
I did. Yeah. Several
did you
times
fall in and then get trapped under the boat?
It's a good story. I have one more thing I want to tell you guys. One more word, though, I want to tell. I'm going to tell that story right now. Another favorite word of mine, when Ann and I started looking at houses when we were younger, egress.
Egress.
That's a good one, too.
Egress. Do you know what an egress is?
That was a favorite of Mark Gauss.
Isn't egress where you draw your line out on property, and if you step over the line, you get killed?
That's trespass.
Very
different.
Not
risk.
What it is, but
egress.
Sorry, I like that definition better than what it really is.
You got to give me a
is
break.
Isn't
old.
An egress a bird in Florida?
That's no.
That's an egret.
I think this program is starting to transgress.
No, we should
an
digress.
Egress is an alternate way out of a building. An egress.
Oh, yeah, egress. Yeah, I knew that.
It's kind of like killing someone. But no, anyways, I was...
baby bird.
I once was on the Kennebec River. And yep.
I
was...
Once was a man.
I had rafted many times that summer. It was a warm day.
I was living in a van down by the river.
It was an 87-degree day on the Kennebec River. And I was
through
the difficult part of the river. And I was sitting on the front of the raft. And my friend Scott Scheibels, former Deering athletic director, was the guide that very fine day.
Thank you for that information.
And he once told us before the rafting trip, if you get underneath the boat, the raft, it says, you're screwed and underneath the raft. And
you wanted to test that?
I was on the front of the raft, and I was joking about, as I often do, and I fell over, ass over tea kettle, into the water. Well, the boat ran over the top of me, the raft, and as it turns out, he's right. It does say you're screwed under there. And I could not swim up from yonder underneath the rafted area because of the swell that we were in that particular moment. I really thought I was a dead man on the Kennebec River.
Did Scott save you?
He encouraged everyone on the raft to paddle away from the person under the raft.
Didn't he tell you before you got on the raft, can't you swim?
Well, I could swim, but when you're under the raft and you're in a swell, there's a sucking motion. Sucking you.
Sucky motion.
It was very sucky under there.
That's a horrible term, isn't it?
Sucky. Sake is different. That's Japanese beer.
Sake.
Sake. Okay,
let's
sake. Right, right.
Let's be realistic.
Oh, God.
Anyways, I popped sake, up from the like side of the thing, and I lived to tell about it. So I scared Mrs. Eisenhart a little bit. She was already looking into the life insurance policy. I scared her when I came back up.
He found his egress.
So, yes, I found the egress.
An egress or an egret?
I don't even know what an egret is.
It's a bird.
Is it really?
It's a plane.
Yeah. It's Superman.
So, it was great having Coach McDermott.
It was good. It was good having him on.
Thank you, Coach. You can fly back to Buffalo now on a buffalo wing.
No, I think I'll stay here.
Wait a minute. Look,
he's kind of
look
an ornery
out,
fellow.
Look in the parking lot. There's a buffalo with wings.
If you were 2-5, you'd be ornery too.
Holy
fly you back.
Well, do we have a score of the game that he's coaching right now?
Well, it hasn't started, but I think it's already 24-0.
It's still tied. It's
still tied up. You're not losing. You're not losing, Coach. You got one more. He should probably drink another beer. Maybe he'll coach better.
So good things happen to people that have appeared on the program, and not so good things have happened to people.
Let's talk about the good things that happen to people.
Well, we have Trevor Bates, who's now a full-time member of the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
We also have Mike Haggerty, whose winning streak was snapped in the playoffs by Cape Elizabeth. A 45-game unbeaten streak, which is an amazing accomplishment for a high school program. It was snapped on a 2-1 loss to Cape Elizabeth in the semifinals. So congratulations to all the success that Coach Haggerty had, but also to the Capers for playing well, and we're into full playoff mode now in high school sports, and hopefully we can get the Hoff back. Tim, can we get the Hoff back on the program?
We've tried. He's dead.
It's his busy time of year.
He's very busy. So we have about another week, I think, and then he's going to be back. But he's very busy. He's a busy guy.
Well, I'd like to make a comment.
Yeah. You got a microphone.
It's about time.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Timmy.
Pound for pound.
I think this is the
pound for pound, the best football player you ever had.
I wanted to play
pound
football.
Pound for pound.
I did. I yelled at him. Play
he,
football.
He did. He yelled
play football.
Yep.
But this is a good thing to have on because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I got to give credit to Timmy, though I don't give him credit on.
Yes, you don't.
I don't know. He's got a lot of wires here, but he doesn't talk much.
I know. Well, he just sits there.
People tell me, you know, you don't let him talk enough. I'm like, you know, he's a funny guy. He's entertaining. You know, he's not as good looking as me.
But you know what? He's too tall. But
he's too tall, so he doesn't talk that good. Maybe he's all worn out from...
What's the hat he's got on? What's that SL?
The air's a little thin up there.
I know.
What? The Sea Lions.
Sea Lions.
The Sea Lions?
Slions. Yeah.
The Slions. That was three defunct, of the coaches here.
Now defunct.
Now team. Defunct. Yeah, this is actually a collector's item now.
From it where? Is.
From the formerly known as Macaulay...
Oh, I'm sorry.
MGA, the Sea Lion. It's okay. I'm not.
You coached there. I didn't know there was a Sea Lion.
That we named the team the Sea Lions.
But why?
Because we had Falmouth and the Macaulay Lions.
So the Yachts Lions.
The Yachts
wasn't
Lions
in the
didn't
cards.
Work. The Lion Men.
We the could expensive could, boat Lions did not work.
The expensive boat Lions was taken.
Okay, so a Sea
Come on,
Lion.
Falmouth. Really, yeah. Falmouth? Are you serious?
Do we have
Everyone
any
knows you guys have all the money.
Do we have any sea
the
lion?
Yachtsmen? What about the girls? The yachts women? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's the
yachts.
Me too.
Sexist.
Come on. Come on, Falmouth.
Okay, so.
Well, at least it's not Chivers,
I got to get this clear
stags.
Before I go.
That's not even possible.
Right.
Okay, I'm confused.
Right.
And I'm old. Confused and old. And when you get confused.
But your face still looks
love
cherubic.
We still we have a question for you before you leave, too.
Okay, ask me. I won't shit on you.
John's got a big burning question that since the last time you were on. You gave my mother some sound advice.
Yes.
Have you been to any wakes lately?
I have been to about three.
That's any good lookers? Any prospects?
Well, there was one guy with he had exactly one tooth in the front of his head.
That's not good.
Well, that can be fixed with
that
dentures.
Can be fixed.
We can fix him up. I'm willing to pay for
dentures. Was he breathing on his own?
He had a tube. Yeah. And I don't want to tell you what that. I don't want to tell you that.
I don't
want to
know what the tube was.
I couldn't look. Yeah. But anyways,
did he look like that?
Why, by God, he did. Let me tell you that, Junior.
What is that you're showing him? Oh, my God. The Houston fan. The toothless wonder.
We can work with tooths, teeth, tubes. That's another challenge. Yeah. I don't want to take on any.
No, I was looking around for your mother.
Yeah.
And I saw a guy, actually, he wasn't in a coffin.
Yeah.
So we
that's a start.
Yeah. And he walked, and he unfortunately he had only one leg.
Well,
not a problem.
Prosthetics.
Not a problem.
He looked like a pirate. You know, he looked like a wooden leg. Yeah. And he was saying, throw him over the yard.
No.
Well,
okay. You know, he sounds like a bad boy. Maybe mom will go for the bad boy.
Yeah. Did he have a leather jacket on?
Yeah.
Tattoo?
Okay.
Driving him a Harley.
I got to thank you guys for having me on.
It's Coach always,
K, it's
always,
always
awesome
a pleasure.
You know, when you get old like I am and have a hat on and you got to go home and sleep.
Yeah. What's your beautiful wife's name?
Joanna.
Joanna, he's on his way.
And she's not going to listen.
She's married to Andy Dufresne. How lucky is she?
And you know what? She doesn't listen to me anyways, you guys. It just everybody shake your head here when you're married. Yes, Timmy, could you take out the trash in 5,000
yes,
meters?
Dear.
Yes, dear.
Yes,
look,
dear.
Everybody shake their head.
Yes.
Yes, dear. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach is out.
He's
out.
Sage advice.
Well, he just stayed for McDermott, and then he bolted. He just stayed for the famous guy, and that's it. Bye, Coach. See you tomorrow.
Coach K is out.
He's a living legend.
We saw Coach Goodman. He came by the table, delivered my food.
What is Coach K actually coaching right now at Deering?
Absolutely nothing. But he helps out with the track team. So he'll go down there once or twice a week. And I think he's been working with the shot putters and some of the starters. But other than that, he just goes down.
So he's what we would call a Deering lifer.
He is a lifer, yeah. Truly a lifer. Yeah,
and unfortunately, there aren't enough of those around anymore.
No. We were just talking about that before the podcast, that a lot of the traditions in Portland, because of the way the population has changed, a lot of our friends that we grew up with are now living in other towns. And they're surrounding. They're local, but they're not living in Portland. So a lot of the kids that are going to Deering, they're kind of recreating new history in Portland because you still have some of some of our friends that have friends going through, but half of the kids in our building were not born in the United States, so they're from a different country and loads of different countries. So it's kind of a melting pot now. So he is the last of a dying breed. Just so much institutional knowledge, so much city knowledge. It's pretty cool to talk to him.
So it's kind of like the whole school spirit thing. It's just
yep.
not there anymore.
Is the Thanksgiving Day football game on?
It's at Memorial
it's
Field this
at
year.
At Deering this year.
They changed it from Fitzy to Memorial Field at Deering High School.
Is that because they don't want the stands to look so empty?
I think that's the first step in trying to end that game, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's a huge mistake, in my opinion, because you're breaking.
It's another change of tradition.
It's 120 years of tradition that you're just throwing out the window. And granted, Fitzy was...
I think the last time that the Deering hosted, it was just because there was something wrong with the bleachers.
Right. They were redoing the field.
They weren't just deciding to move it.
What's the thought process behind that?
Don't really know.
We don't really know. I think there's been some rumors that the athletic director wanted a home game. This is totally unconfirmed. There's been other rumors that that they are trying to sway more people to use the Deering Field versus the Fitzy Field for financial reasons. There's a whole bunch of different reasons why it's happening, but nobody knows for sure. But it was not run by the school board. It was a unilateral decision made by the athletic director and the administration.
What's the place to go to now? Is it Siano's?
It's not Siano's. It's closed now, but
okay.
Ellesmere right. is in the location of Siano's.
Right. Will they be open at 6 a.m.?
Jeez, I doubt it.
Serving Bloody Marys?
They don't open until 5 o'clock.
Wait, the same Ellesmere that's in South Portland?
Yeah, they open up a new
second
one.
Second location.
Yep. It's delicious if you haven't been over there, but not quite as good as Madden's Pub and Grill here at 65 Gray Road. In Falmouth, Maine, in the Hanover Plaza, there's not much around there, and that might be another contributing thing is that there aren't as many establishments to go partake in pregame activities, but it's also, you know,
Quality Shop.
It's the Quality Shop. You go up to Quality Shop. It's there's not much parking in that Deering area.
No.
So they got the Deering High School parking lot and then the streets and that's it. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm not sure I will be attending this year, but
I'll take Moe's Barbecue over Ellesmere too, by the way.
Moe's, really? Have you been Noble Barbecue yet?
Where is that one?
That's
on
Forest
Avenue. Outer Forest Ave.
Oh, Carrie Ann D. Potter hyphen Maxwell, the third has been and raves about
it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I tried to go on a Saturday, and they were closed for an event.
Oh, really?
Who closes a barbecue place on a Saturday?
Well, must have been good money.
Well, they do catering, so they do a lot of...
they have a truck. Yeah. They're at all the concerts.
Guess Winslow people aren't that smart.
And I like...
it's a Waterville folk.
I'm a big salvage guy, too. Salvage is good.
Yeah.
Love salvage. Because when you walk out of salvage, the best part of it is it still smells like the food on your clothes.
Do you walk? Do you go home and lick your clothes?
No, I just can smell it. You know, you see, we're at work. You're like, oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah. You get a little burp in there. Oh, that was good. And then you smell your clothes. You're like, that was so good.
All right. What do you think? We out?
I think that concludes the program. I would like to thank Mad Max, Coach K, Coach Coach Hutchins, Tim Yu, and especially our special guest, Coach McDermott.
Screw you.
Coming all the way from Buffalo to here. Good luck in the game tonight, Coach.
You're a prick.
You're going to get your ass kicked.
Got me in my fist. Gotta be real with you. Yep. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for
definitely,
you.
Definitely never crashed.
246-1-2,
testing.
Charlie Babbitt is my brother.
Counting cards.
Charlie Hustle's my friend.
We are ready, and we only have Bruce Koharian for another maybe 40 minutes if we give him another beer.
Yes. If you get me another beer, I'll be here for 40 minutes.
Order that man a beer. Shot in a beer.
Actually,
give me a beer.
I like a nice mead.
Give me a beer.
A mead.
Is it autumnal?
Isn't a mead? Isn't it? What is a mead? Isn't it lavender. Raisins ground up?
I love when raisins. The king just goes, I just can't believe it.
And I know. Tell him you're here.
And some thinking ales.
Cancel that mead. Cancel that bait.
The hell is a mead?
To the gallows.
Coach Koharian, when you walked in with that hat on, the first thing I thought of, Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh. Yes.
Or that he locked
me. All you guys here at the table are too young to be bald, but I'm bald as an eagle.
No, that's not true. Coach McDermott is pretty damn close. But his wife's hot, so he's all good.
I'm looking at him.
He makes millions, that's why.
He does.
When you make millions, it don't matter. Speaking of that, did anybody see the picture I sent last night of the guy with the jug of milk?
No, who was that guy?
He was sitting next to Oliver Hudson, who's like a movie star.
Okay.
And the dude just had milk. And I was like...
He had a jug of milk?
Yeah, I was like, how do you have milk at a doctor's
apparently, game? You just have to have money.
Who was the girl sitting next to him? That's what I want to know.
I think that's Oliver Hudson's wife.
She was attractive.
I think I got the picture right here.
She afforded something better than a Coca-Cola t-shirt.
What the heck was that? He's lost it.
Right, you know what DMC. We should do, Tim? We should do a 50s night.
I think you guys, if you had
I think you just screwed up that microphone.
Look at that.
What the hell? Why does that guy have a jug of milk? Jug of milk.
Dude, milk a jug.
I was looking at the wife.
Jug of milk.
Holy moly.
I don't think they'd sell that. You're not going to sell that shit at Fenway.
Coach McDermott asked.
And this is why the Dodgers lost. That's their fans.
Coach McDermott.
I couldn't believe it.
What? He asked that guy for a slice of pizza right behind you.
Just reach over and grab it.
This obnoxious.
He's coming over to get your pizza.
No. Gentlemen,
he's looking at you.
I'll take that as a no.
That's my second grade teacher's husband.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's my second grade teacher, Miss Atwood. Right?
No, it is not.
Hello, Miss Atwood.
All right.
Hello, Miss Atwood.
Hi, Miss Atwood.
He's a bit of a misbehavior, this one.
Hey, I think you just screwed up that microphone.
A fabulous, polite boy in second grade. He used to be, yes.
Yeah, and then what happened?
You did a great job with him, then third grade ruined him.
It was the other teacher.
All right, we good? We good?
No, you just screwed up that microphone. Now we got a low buzz going on right now.
I didn't do anything to it. I just sang really well
into
it.
It's his melodious voice.
No, it's because it's a golden microphone.
Can you guess? Can you drive? Well, yeah, you can't use that mic anymore.
Uh-oh.
You're killing me. You're an expensive talent. You know that.
Well, you get the expensive word right.
Testing, 1, 2.
He's kind of like the Ryan Tannehill of podcasts.
I'm going to send him back to the...
Well overpaid.
I'm sorry, when you said talent, you misspelled idiot.
Save that gold for the podcast, will you?
All right, put that microphone right up to your mouth.
I thought he was recording this already.
Testing, 1, 2.
Ugh, it's brutal. It's hard dealing with
this. I'll take an album covers for 500.
The penis bite you.
Uh-oh.
Testing, 1, 2. 1, 2, testing. Mic check. Mic check.
Chicken.
Mic check. There's a mic attacking me.
You can put the pop filter in front of it so you don't scream into it if you want. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I have a pop filter.
As my pop your dinner filter. Is served. Oh! Your dinner.
Do we have a new waiter?
Waiter.
This is Billy
also,
Goodman.
More pepper.
Give me that chicken.
More pepper.
Billy just appeared from nowhere. It's like
I
had something.
22, 23.
Did you see him appear, Timmy?
He just came out of nowhere with a salad.
I don't know. Where the hell did he come from?
I don't know. I've often asked that question.
He came from
Garçon.
Testing, 1, 2.
What's today, take?
Garkin.
Today is the 29th, 2 days before Hallows Eve.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
All Hallows Eve.
Hey, do you know what else the 29th means?
What?
Tim's been 52 for a month.
That's a real dick thing to say. You're just mad because you turned 40.
Are you shitting me?
Not just 40.
No, I'm bad.
You're so young. Yes. You're so young.
You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Thank you.
The worst was 35 when a buddy of mine texted me and didn't say happy birthday. He said, hey, congratulations, you're closer to 50 now than 20.
That's true.
It's really great.
Well, you know what? When I turned 30, that was 34 years ago.
Yeah.
34 years.
When I turned 40, it was 34 years ago.
So we should stop belly aching? Is that what he's saying?
So by my math,
saying that
I was
for about
six.
30. In my life, he's been saying that for about 30 years.
I have.
Quit your belly aching.
Stop
you ham and egg.
Stop it now.
Are we ready?
Yes.
We are ready.
Where did the beer?
Wasn't Coach
Billy.
K promised a beer?
Where's Billy?
Billy.
Take half of that.
Coach K needs a beer, he said.
That's not half.
No. You got to drink.
No,
you drink it.
I have to
We're going to be here longer.
I'm broadcasting.
I'm working here.
What did you want, he said.
You can take that right off. What do you want? You can take the whole assembly off.
I can't
off
remember what I was drinking.
Take the whole assembly off.
Jesus Christ.
Shipyard, he said.
Shipyard. I actually coach Freddie Forsley, Chevrolet. I coach one year Chevrolet.
No, not on my salad.
Who's that? Who's Freddie Forsley?
He owns Shipyard Brewery.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was on your ball club?
No wonder he goes to Chevrolet.
All right, we're almost ready.
Tell me when you're ready to scream.
He deserved it. I thought you would have won from the jump. That confirmed it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, because I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Because I want you. And I need you, and I'm down for you always. JT, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always.
Ooh, bad then we kissing in a wave. Kissing in a wave, kissing in a wave. I need that black card in the cold to the safe. Cold to the safe, cold to the safe, babe. I show them how to network. Netflix and chill, what's your net worth? Cause I want you, and I need you.